Hey, I'm Patrick, and welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm here in what, for all you know, is the English countryside to talk to you about a convention I went to last weekend called Gallifrey One. It's a Doctor Who convention. Well, it's mostly Doctor Who. They focus on that, that's why it's named Gallifrey One. But there is some other content. This is my third time to Gallifrey, and this year I was looking at the guest list, and I was like, they've got the Eighth Doctor, but they don't have any... They don't have a lot of new series guests. They've got some secondary characters, but there's no real main doctor, no main companion. But I still had a great time at this convention. And they keep it small. It's about 3,000 people, and so it sells out in minutes. And so I got my ticket about a year ago. And had a great time. It's held at the Los Angeles... International Airport Marriott, so the LAX Marriott, and you can fly into LAX and get the hotel shuttle, and it's right there, and the hotel has three restaurants. There's one that's a sports bar, and their food has improved since the last time I was there. One is... It's a normal restaurant, I guess you could call it. They do have a bar in that restaurant, and they serve pretty much the same food as the sports bar, but it's not a sports bar. And the other restaurant is a very fancy restaurant that it's like $50 per person at least. So there's also a Starbucks in the hotel. But if you want anything else, because those will be crowded, you have to go elsewhere. The hotel is... You know, it's near the airport, so there's not a whole lot of other restaurants in the area. So one night we did take a lift to an Italian place that was 5 minutes away, and it was pretty good. And there's an In-N-Out that's in walking distance. It's a long walk, but it's there. There's also a Carl's Jr. and a Denny's, but those get crowded. You have to wait. In terms of programming, the convention... has a really good lineup of programming. Of course, you've got panels with all the guests. They're moderated, and those are all held in a big room. Now, before I get too far into this, I want to say I can't show you a lot of video footage of Gallifrey 1 because they have a stupid video policy that says you can't record video or do live broadcast video from any of their convention events, whether it's the main panel or just some panel with fans, which I think is ridiculous because this convention sells out in minutes. It's not like they're hurting for attendees, like, oh, please don't post our stuff because now we can't get people to come to the con. No, you've got too many people coming to this con. Let people post stuff online. This policy, I hate this policy. And it's not just because I want to record stuff for the podcast and share it with you. I think it's ridiculous. And they need to stop it. It's already hard enough to get tickets to this convention. Ugh, really frustrates me. That's my biggest complaint against Gallifrey 1. And they need to stop it. They'll probably never see this. Because, you know, they also don't allow press passes. Which, you know, I get that. Because you don't need to promote it. But, come on. So... Anyway, the programming, there's great programming. I wish I could show it to you. They had the Eighth Doctor, Paul McGann, his companion, Daphne Ashbrook. They had I'm blanking out his name, the guy who does the K-9's voice, and blanking. But they also had the operator of K-9, well, not really the operator. He said he didn't exactly build K-9, but he maintains him. But he did bring K-9, the actual K-9. It's apparently two. There's one that's a lightweight thing that they can use for stunts. And then there's the real one that's been the K-9 since the original. They don't have this army of K-9s. There's two. And so they brought the actual K-9. This is the first time... They said it's the first time that the functioning K-9 has been to the U.S. Well, he didn't function very long. I actually missed out on seeing him function because he had a bit of a flutter. And so they didn't have him out. And he had the parts for him to fix it, but the parts were in the UK. So I wish they brought him out on stage at least to, you know, get to see him. But he's heavy. I saw people carrying him through the hall. I mean, he's using 1970s parts still, I think. They've upgraded some, but he's still heavy. So I need to build my own canine. Anyway, they have Leeson. Is it John Leeson? Leeson. But yeah, they have a lot of other actors and a whole list. And then they've got some that aren't from Doctor Who, whether it's David Wise, who wrote a lot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, the motorcycle, a lot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoons back in the day, and he also did Transformers and He-Man and G.I. Joe. They had Chase Masterson from Deep Space Nine. They had Travis Ritchie, who is Inspector Spacetime. I guess he goes there every year. Huge list of guests. Most of them had something to do with Doctor Who, whether they were the Dalek operators or they did the Big Finish radio dramas. And the Big Finish radio dramas, you know, that's good stuff because they have the original cast members perform all the roles. And there were a lot of them for sale in the dealer's room. The dealer's room, they also used part of that as an autograph area. There's a lot of vendors selling every Doctor Who merchandise that's ever been made in the last 10 years. So whether you want action figures or a sonic screwdriver or those stupid Funko Pop figures, they've got them. Comics. Oh yeah, there were some comic creators there too. And writers. They also... there's art. They did have an art show. I couldn't take any pictures of that because, you know, art show rules. But you could buy a piece of art or at least bid on it. And there were some instant buys, I think. And then a few not for sale. But really creative artwork. It was good to see that. They had, I mentioned the main events, but they had the fan panels. And there were, I think, 5 total panel rooms or event rooms. They also did some screenings, so you could watch episodes of Doctor Who or Class, which, by the way, I hear Class has been canceled, and it hasn't even aired here in the U.S. Come on, BBC, get your act together. Air it here, because the Americans want to see it, but why are you delaying this? And why is Doctor Who going to be delayed a week when it comes back in, I think, April? We've got one new episode of Doctor Who in the last year. Come on, BBC. Ugh. Anyway. So, yeah. I keep going off on tangents. But they had... at night, Gallifrey becomes more of a party. And so downstairs... Well, there's the event rooms in this hotel are down in the basement floor. And so down on that floor, they open up some bars. And so you can just go and have a drink and go watch the costume contest or some panels and with a drink in your hand. So that's pretty fun. They have a lot... They really encourage the autographs and the photos with the guests. Because that's how the convention makes a lot of its money. And that's how they're able to get all the guests in. By doing those guarantees, and then they guarantee the guests will get so much money, and they make that money through the photos and the autographs. But anyway, yeah, the masquerade was great. It's always great there. I love watching it there. I think all but one were Doctor Who. The other was Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. And I wish I could show you a video of this, but, you know, I've got some mediocre photos, but no video, thanks to that stupid policy. But yeah, there's a lot of cosplayers in the hall, mostly Doctor Who, of course. I dressed as the 10th Doctor. I had my hand in a jar, because, you know, everybody's doing the 10th Doctor. I had to stand out. And but yeah, Gallifrey is a lot of fun. Don't go. Don't sign up for tickets until after I get my ticket for next year, because I'd like to go back, and they're going to sell it really fast. So yeah, don't take my ticket from me. And yeah, so that's the guests, the hotel, the programming. If you are a Gallifrey, or if you've been to other Doctor Who conventions, let us know. You can write to us at podcast@animecons.tv or call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. and get in touch, drop us a line, or, you know, tell us what other conventions you've been going to. We'd love to hear from you. And so, you know, don't forget, like and subscribe and all that stuff. And we'll see you next week. And I think it's Katsucon related thing, maybe. Yeah, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.